Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. I am your host, Daniel Trawick, along with my partner in progress, Miss Danny Wright. Danny, how you feeling tonight, sis?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. I am blessed by the best. I'm a little sick, but I don't care. We're going to rock out and do how we do, you know?
I feel you. Let's rock and roll. It is definitely showtime.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, I want to say, you know, a happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone out there who, you know, celebrated this past weekend. You know, his birthday was on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and, you know, his day of service was yesterday, and, you know, I was blessed to be out with my wife in one of the organizations that she mentors with, and we were at a elementary and middle school doing some community service work yesterday, and it was a blessing just being there with the kids and just having that time and those conversations. So that was awesome. What you do yesterday, Danny?
I rested. I wore myself ragged last week working basically 14 to 16 hours a day. And Sunday and yesterday I had nothing in me and I had to rest. So that's I did.
I completely understand. I understand. I know when I was younger, I didn't have the mentality of a day of service. So it was just, it's Martin Luther King Day, I ain't doing nothing. Don't tell me to work, I ain't going to work. If my job didn't give me that day off, I took off because I was not working on that day. And doing community service, I don't really call work. I don't really call community service work, so I still don't work. But I made it known, like, all right, so Martin Luther King Day, I'm not going to be here, so I need to put my time in now. Like, do I get that vacation day? Like, how does this company work? Because everyone should have it off, but you know, some jobs just don't adhere to stuff like that. But that's neither here nor there. Guys, we have an amazing guest on the show tonight. My brother Herb James IV Brown. I'm gonna just call him James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. No, I'm sorry, I took it too far. But this young man, guys, he is entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's doing so many great things in his community up in Connecticut, and I'm just honored to have him on the show tonight. So, you know what, Danny, I'm ready. I'm going to bring him on. I'm ready. So,
bring him on.
Without further ado, I want to welcome to Business Blitz, James Brown. James, how you feeling tonight, brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling blessed. I really do got to thank you for the opportunity to even be on here to spread my knowledge and wisdom and all the hard work. I really do love it. It's a great vibe. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, thank you for taking the time out tonight and joining us. Now, I want to jump right in. Now, I know that you are a business owner. You're an entrepreneur. You do so many different things. But before I jump into that, I would like to learn a little bit about you. You know, what was your upbringing and where you are now and why you pretty much go out there and grind the way you do?
Oh, man. To start off, I have an older brother, a younger brother, and a younger sister. I'm 23 years old. Grew up with a single mother. My father, he was just like in and out of jail. He was locked up. So, and I didn't really have much role models in where I grew up. I was in Bristol, you know, not many role models. Even today, like the people that I was around, you know, literally it was like everyone that's older than me was either currently is either locked up or they're killed or something. It was like, it's like very negative situation. So, you know, it's like when I was coming up, my main focus, like one thing my dad always told me is like, you know, you're really smart, and he kept me into school. So, you know, despite everything that was going on around me, my main focus was school. I wanted to be a heart surgeon, actually, and I studied very hard in school. I went to Seton Hall University when I was 17, first in my family to go to college, and I actually had a 4.0 GPA and everything. It was really great, but you know, the financial aid didn't really work out for me, so I ended up, like, after one semester, I couldn't go back, and I ended up going to a community college, and it was just really depressing after a while. I just felt like, you know, like that dream was taken away from me, and for me, it's just, I'm a self-motivated person. I work really hard. I told myself, you know, it's like, I'm working so hard, it can't be like this. So I was like looking for other opportunities, and then I just got into business. I found a few mentors, like some actual real mentors that really impacted, you know, the direction in which like my life went, and got into business. And ever since I started realizing like there's something, you know, bigger out here. You know, I'm like, just because I went through hardships doesn't mean that I'm the only one that has ever done that. So I know that there's other people out here, and so I realized, you know, the more impacts, like the more lives I can impact, the better. And it's just, you know, lately, as like, you know, fast forward, 2015 really has been like a really breakthrough year for me as far as, you know, business wise and everything. And it's, oh man, I just really got into so much. I honestly, I don't even know where to start, but like, you know, it's, I realized I'm into music as well. So I always was a writer, and As I was writing, that's how I used to channel out my energy. You know, coming up in a negative environment, it's hard to stay positive, but it's necessary. You got to stay positive. So, like, that's how I would channel a lot of energy through my writing. That's why I do a lot of songwriting. That's why I'm still into music, and you know, as far as like music and business, I try to give back. I try to give as many opportunities. I try to see myself as, you know, I try to be the person that I wish I had in my life when I was coming up. And I look at it, you know, from my little brother, my little sister, a lot of, like, their friends and like, people in the community. I try to be that person. I try to give people opportunities that, you know, wouldn't have been there otherwise. And I realize, you know, through, you know, by wanting to give more, you actually become more. And I know you were talking about volunteering. I was actually volunteering myself yesterday. I volunteer a lot, but it's like, you know, volunteering is also great because it makes you want to do more for other people. And I believe that, you know, giving back is always the greatest thing to do at any chance, any opportunity you get. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start as far as, like, I mean, this whole past year, 2015, I mean, I got into several different businesses. I got into my first introduction into business was a network marketing company. I'm still with that company. And from there, I met a few mentors who really got me into the mindset of personal development, which was very huge. That personal development alone, you know, just getting into books, to reading books. I never really read books when I was in high school. Like, I mean, like my bio books or, you know, like school books, but never like anything else because I didn't really, you know, see the point of it. Like even as a kid, like Harry Potter, I know a lot of people read that, but I just didn't see an interest in it. But then when I got older, I realized reading really is important. And I read all the time now because you just never know. Information itself is just so valuable. And I try to, you know, learn something new every day because I just think that you can never learn enough. And that's one thing that's really big. I got into several other businesses as well. Since, you know, as of like later 2015, I actually started my own television show. I actually just got off the set about 20 minutes ago, and I call that the Word of the Street, where I try to inspire and educate my viewers to live with passion and work at their full potential. And a lot of that really, like for the last season at least, it was the first half would be personal development, stuff that I would learn from my mentors or in books. And I would really try to, you know, throw out like a good golden nugget of information that somebody could just take and run with. And you never know, it could impact your life. And then the second half, I dedicated it towards entertainment. So a lot of local artists, it doesn't necessarily have to be local artists, but a lot of artists that are in the area, I would interview them. I had several dancers. That actually spun off to me hosting a dance battle league. It's called the Raw Fest. You go watch, like, you know, a lot of the battles, therawfest.com. And so from there, I started, you know, working with a lot of the dancers there. And, you know, so many opportunities really just started spinning off really towards the second half of 2015. And mostly what I could say actually is a lot of these opportunities came from volunteering. Like the television show is all volunteer. And, you know, like so many different great things can come from, you know, you wanting to help other people. I actually have a philosophy where, you know, when it's like my friends or people that I would talk to, I would make them look good so that when I'm with them, it's a good look. So it's like, you know, edification is really important. You know, it's like the people you're around, just talk good about them when you're with other people. And, you know, it's always a good thing, you know, whenever you're around them. That's how I see it as. And, I mean, I've been doing my music lately. I've been traveling. I know you guys are down south. Soon enough, I'll be down there. I have a lot of family down there. I want to really travel and impact people. I'm getting into public speaking as well. I just see it as you know, being able to impact somebody's life. Like for me, like I told you earlier, I originally wanted to be a heart surgeon. And as I seen like everything fall apart for me, I was really, you know, a positive person. And you know, to be able to see everything like fall apart, it was really rough for me. So, you know, I don't like, it's hard to say, you know, like at what point does things change for you? But I mean, somehow it's just, I was able to just be around the right people, stay in the right environment and stay positive. And then, you know, everything in the end just works itself out and everything happens for a reason, I believe. And the way things have taken off for me, I know we've known each other for a couple months now. And even out of that, you've seen like the growth and a lot has been really springing off. So it's been a lot of great things lately. 2015 was really great. And I'm so excited for 2016.
Wow, that's great, man. So tell us, excuse me, I'm so sorry, not a little cough. Tell us more about your business. Like, what is the actual name of the businesses you have now?
All right, so, I have a couple of the network marketing business or of my music business.
Both.
All right, so my network marketing business, I'm with the All Communications Network. They also go by ACN, if you guys have heard of them. What it is I'm pretty much a walking billboard where, you know, now it's actually possible to get paid on the bills that you're paying anyways. For example, if you have a cell phone, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you can actually get paid on your cell phone bill. And you can choose who you want, you know, who your provider is. Same for electricity, home security, internet, home phone, electricity, natural gas, there's credit card processing. There's pretty much everything. Like the bills that people are going to be addicted to paying anyways, like there, you can finally now get paid back onto those. And what I do, more important than any of that, is I'm building a team of people who they, you know, it's just like dream chasers, I would call it, where, you know, people who just want to work really hard, just, you know, they know that there's something else better out there. And I help them make a small income on the side to replace what they're currently working. Say you're working full-time, I help them, you know, create a supplemental income on the side because, you know, at the time before I saw this business, and this is actually, like, my network marketing business is really important to me because, you know, at the time I saw it, I was going to school part-time. I had three jobs, and I was trying to do my music on the side just to, like, keep my sanity because it just seemed like things were just falling apart for me. So at that point, like, if I were to draw a snapshot, three jobs. I was working at a credit union. I was working at the mall, at the clothing store, and I was working as a janitor at this local gym. It's called LA Fitness. I'm not sure if they have it down there. And so at the time I saw this, I one of my friends, he's 20 years old, he was like, you know, you got to come and meet this guy. Like, he's like, really successful. He's written in Success Magazine. He was a guest judge of Celebrity Apprentice. You got to meet him. So then I ended up meeting him, and just right there, I just really, he was like, he was the person, he was in the position that I wanted to be in, and he was able to help me make an income where I was able to quit two of my three jobs. So I was able to quit two of them. I was working one part-time, and then from there, that was my first introduction into business because at the time I was still going to school for medical. I was studying like physics and chemistry, and I didn't really consider business. But then once I did, and my mentor started helping me, he put me onto personal development and a lot of the books. I started reading Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins, and I didn't know who they were at first. And I just kept reading and reading. And the way I study, I really get into it. I was filling up notebooks just full of notes, and I would watch, like, four-hour seminars on YouTube, and it was really cool. That was my first introduction into business. And so after that, everything started to spin off, and then I really started taking my music more serious. It's not that I took it more serious. I just had more time to focus on it. And so I ended up, long story short, towards the end of 2015, I ended up meeting up with a great friend of mine now, and me and him both opened up our own music studio, and it's in my city. So pretty much, you know, any of the local artists or artists throughout the state that I meet, they can come there and they can record, because there's not really many places to record, and even in the whole state, that is not like in somebody's house. So I actually we were able to set up an official recording studio and, you know, give people that opportunity. And I know a lot of people that are just like, you know, thank you so much, you know, because they got tired of going to, you know, houses and you got to leave at like a certain time, or they got a family so you can't stay a certain hour. So now it really gives artists that chance to actually, you know, to work in a professional environment. And I call that the studio, the music recording studio, is called 3D. It stands for Dynamic Duo Dynasty. And it's because me and my business partner, I met him in October, and within 60 days of knowing him, me and him have had several television episodes. I hosted, because he already had the Dance Battle League, I hosted his Dance Battle League, and me and him opened up a music studio, soon to upgrade that to a dance studio too. So, you know, a lot of the dancers that we work with are going to have their own personal dance studio that they can train and practice. So it's a lot of that has spun off. And as far as business-wise, I've become more of an entrepreneur, and I study really hard. So, you know, it's like it's a learning curve to it, but it's really as hard as you're willing to work.
Okay. Well, that's great, man. So it sounds like you have a lot going on and you're doing some great things and helping out people in your community that might not otherwise have the resources. So how did you get started with setting up the music studio? Is the music studio in your house? I might have missed
that. It's actually at like a industrial building. You know, it's like on like a busy street. No, it's not like a house.
Okay.
It's actual place that you go into. It's really cool.
Okay. So what did it take for you to get that going? You know, did you have to come out of pocket? How did you get that business going? Because obviously it's not just going in and setting up in a space. You know, you obviously have equipment and things like that. So talk a little bit about that financial side of getting that business started.
I could definitely tell you this. Timing worked out in our favor. My friend he's very talented in music engineering and production, so he had a lot of the equipment already. I had equipment myself, so we already had the equipment. And like I said, like most studios were in someone's house, and we decided, you know, we're going to give somebody the opportunity where, you know, they're not – we don't have, like, so many people coming to our house. We actually could set up a place where we all could go, you know, a neutral spot. And so that's how we got the idea of it. Now, I'm in the banking system. I was, like I said, I was working at a credit union. And this is, like, really lucky, I could say. It was just a lucky break, I suppose. But my credit union that I used to work at, they run this special promotion around Christmas time where you get a $1,000 loan. And so it's like no credit check. You just get $1,000 loan. You get a year to pay it off. And I used that. It just so happened to fall at that time. It was like a Black Friday loan. So it just so happened to fall around that time that I was able to get the loan and use that as like the startup. And I can't even tell you how lucky the whole situation is. And my friend is very good at negotiating. Because we were able to negotiate a really great price for our rent. We actually pay like $450 a month for the rent. And I can't even tell you how we do it. He's just really good at talking. But we were able to find a good spot, negotiate for the rent, and it was just a matter of just buying like the soundproofing equipment and everything. But that $1,000 loan was able to get us in and buy all the, you know, the soundproofing, the microphone, and you know, to everything that we really needed to get started. And ever since then, we've just been working, getting the word out, and helping out so many other artists.
That's awesome. Now, I know you said you were in grew up in Bristol, Connecticut, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, that if I'm not mistaken, that is where ESPN, the main headquarters, is located as well, right?
Yes.
All right, now, you know, growing up, I guess, you know, the entire world, the sports world, those who know about ESPN, who have watched it for many years, I don't think they really know the background of the area. And, you know, it's just pretty much, all right, that's where they have ESPN located. But, you know, is it a more rural area or more city area? You know, that pretty much influenced, you know, the things that you're doing now?
They consider themselves a city, but there are like rural spots, don't get me wrong. It's like this. It's not like a New York City. I would say Atlanta, but I've never been down there, so I can't really relate in that sense. But it's not like there's many tall buildings right next to each other. It's actually pretty spread out. Like, if you don't have a car, it's very difficult to get around. So, I mean, it's like a mix between both. And what makes Bristol really interesting is that there are some people who are very wealthy and some people who are very poor, all living in the same spot. So, like, you can have a really good friend who their parents just make so much money. They're so fortunate. And then you can have some people who their parents, like, it's they can't even really keep the lights on or even, you know, afford food. And it's very sad, but, I mean, that's just how it is. And, I mean,
yeah.
ESPN, it's really interesting how ESPN has grown, because I'm 23. I've lived in Bristol most of my life. I've seen how ESPN has started from like one big, it was a big building, but then they grew and like they're buying up like streets and like they took over, like they're really taking over big time. Like the growth is huge. They took up like two blocks and they have like a north campus and a south campus. So it's like the growth of it is just huge. Like if you've seen it now, you'd be like, whoa, I remember it when it wasn't even that big. And then just to see the growth is even more impressive. But how the area is set up, it is a city. There's a lot of people. I say about like 60,000 people there. So, you know, okay. As a city, it's really big. I can say that for sure.
Okay, now, I know you do music and everything. And have you ever thought about any kind of collaborations with ESPN? Because I know a lot of their shows nowadays, they come on with different hip-hop, R&B music to their shows. And have you ever thought about, you know, working on a collaboration with them and, you know, helping to grow your brand?
Oh, I would love that. But it's really hard. Honestly, it's harder than you think it is to get in. Like, it's very hard to even get on the inside. Like, I mean, it's like you have to either, like, you know somebody that's on the inside or have some type of connection just to even to work with them or to even get in. So it's harder than it looks. Like, you can't just walk up in there and be like, I want to work with you. I wish it was that easy. I really do. But I would love to collab with them.
I can tell with your go-getter attitude that you can figure it out. If that's something that you really want to do, you can figure out the right people to get around to make that happen. And, you know, I'm going to speak that into existence coming up in the future. 2016,
yes.
You talked about how great 2015 was, but 2016 is going to be so amazing beyond your wildest imagination. I can't wait to watch it come to fruition because, you know, we're family now, man. So, you know, I'm just excited to see, you know, everything that's coming with that. And now I want to jump back over real quick to Word on the Street. Now, I know it was a similar station, like a neighborhood broadcasting station out here in Philadelphia. And, you know, they had like pretty much current events, news and different things like that. What exactly do you do with Word on the Street?
So, well, I'm going to change it up for this season, but for last season, how I did it was it was an hour-long episode. The first half hour I would dedicate to personal development. Like, I would talk about, you know, this book that I read, which I highly recommend. It's called Outwitting the Devil. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but it's written by Napoleon Hill. Oh, yeah, so you already know. It's a great book, written in 1938, and it didn't get published until 2011. So just even the big time span in which, you know, it was written but not published, it just, that blows my mind in itself. But from there, I mean, you know, I would talk about, like, I was trying to think, like, there's so much, you know, like, just anything, like, you know, for example, like, we are our habits, you know, like, our daily habits really, you know, make up who we are. And, you know, a lot of times it's subconscious behavior that we have to learn to control. And most people don't really know that because it's subconscious. And I try to give people, you know, I say it like this. This is like a new philosophy that I'm working with, but how it really played into my last season was like, you know, how many combinations does it take to free your mind? How many combinations does it take to unlock your potential? It's like there's certain combinations of words that I could say that would just click in someone's head that, oh, I didn't think of it like that. And then you can use it, and then never, you never know. It's as simple as, you know, something you didn't think about that, all right, so now I can do this. And you just use it, and you make it yours, and it just, like, you know, it can help you out through life. Like, as simple as, you know, reading. If I told you just to read, like, reading is so important that, you know, you can gain, like, a little slight piece of information, and then somebody starts reading more, and then they somewhere down the line, they find some information that is really useful to them. So I try to, like, you know, work on, you know, like, habits. I also started off with a word of the week, where the word of the week would be, you know, a word that isn't commonly used in sentences or is it commonly used?
Mm-hmm.
But it can be, you know, and I'm just like how I word it, it was like, you know, you expand your vocab, you expand your thoughts. When you expand your thoughts, you expand your potential. And when you expand your potential, you expand your world. So, you know, it's just trying to help people grow their vocabulary. And, you know, I would have people, this is actually really cool, I have people message me from California telling me that they watch my show. And that they would throw me
wow.
some words, like, here, just say this. I even had somebody from Indonesia, this is so funny, Indonesia, messaged me saying that she saw my show, she really liked it, and, you know, she even gave me a word to say. And I was like, I didn't realize that, you know, YouTube is so, like, you could really reach anyone. And it's, like, you know, the reach that you can have and impact people that, you know, I'll probably never see some of these people, but, you know, the fact that they were able to give, they were given some value out of, you know, what I, out of my thoughts, out of what I've done. Like, I've added value to someone's life. And it's really is a rewarding feeling, and all of that is volunteer. So, you know, it is really great to be able to help out.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, the connections and the relationships that you build through something that's on a volunteer basis is, from what I've learned over the past couple years, those have been the most fruitful, you know, relationships that I've grown over the past couple years. Is just be on a volunteer basis and just being there to help out. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more of Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. Thank you for tuning into Business Blitz on the Melting Pot Radio Network. As you all know, on the Melting Pot Radio Network, we have a host of shows from sports to business to Christian talk to transformational and much, much more. And I want to run down a breakdown of the shows that we have on our network each and every Monday night. We have Spit Game, our sports talk hosted by Danny and myself. On Tuesday nights, we have Business Blitz, which airs at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we talk about business and entrepreneurship and different professions, and, you know, have our guests talk about things that they do so that they can give you a sense on things that you may want to do in the future, things you're doing now to help you grow. Our goal is to help you grow as much as possible from the information that you get on these shows. So that's what Business Blitz is all about. On Wednesday nights, we have Commission by Submission, our Christian talk show, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we have different guests come on, preachers, pastors, you know, people who work in the field and in different aspects, and just to pour into you and just have an intimate conversation about God. You know, it's not too many platforms out there where people are just willing to talk about God openly, and that's what we do, and we love it. and we thank God for the platform. On Saturdays, we have the show with Big TJ and Monty, the Sportologist, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as they bring you sports talk, real talk. They right there. They straight to the point. They don't hold anything back. They just give it to you the way they give it to you, and I love it. No holds barred sports talk. And on Sundays, we have No Box Thinking Radio with Jonathan Kegler at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where he brings you different things from preachers to transformational talk to motivational talk to inspirational. He just brings you so many different, great, amazing guests, and it's just such an honor to have him on. And those who do know, we linked up with Jonathan on the Meeting of the Minds call, which is held each and every Monday night, and it's just been a blessing to meet him and to come across him, and he's poured so much out on those calls into me that it's helped me grow. And you know, I done burned the box. I don't think outside the box anymore. I don't think inside the box. There is no box. I burned the box, and Jonathan helped me with that, and that's all of the shows that we have on this amazing network, and we are continuing to grow, and I thank God for that. Danny?
Yeah, the network and its expansion has definitely been a great blessing, and we're so excited, and we hope that you all will take time out to contact us. If you or someone you know is interested in being a guest on Business Blitz, the Melting Pot Radio Network, other shows, be it Spit Game on Monday nights, Business Blitz on Tuesday nights, or Commission by Submission on Wednesday nights, please, please, please reach out to us via email at meltingpotradionetwork@gmail.com. That's meltingpotradionetwork, all together, no spaces, no dots, hashes, dashes, nothing. meltingpotradionetwork@gmail.com. You can also link up with us on Twitter, the tweeter, at meltingpotrn. Again, our Twitter handle is meltingpot, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy. We also have a Facebook page. We would love to keep in contact with you there, engage with you there. That is facebook.com/, and this is all together again. Everything is spelled out, the Melting Pot Radio Network. facebook.com/the Melting Pot Radio Network. We also have Instagram, and admittedly, I have absolutely failed at updating our Instagram feed. We are working on that. But you can go ahead and follow us there as well. That is Melting Pot Radio Network as well. We are excited about the expansion, and because we're expanding, we're also offering advertisement space on our network as well as booking opportunities. So, and we're also open to adding more shows at different times during the day, so definitely stay tuned. Again, we want to connect with you, so if you have an interesting story, you have a business, you have a story to tell, you know someone that should be a guest on any one of our shows, please reach out to us. Again, meltingpotradionetwork@gmail.com.
All right, and now we're back live on Business Blitz with James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. Woo! I'm sorry, James.
Woo!
I can't help myself. I couldn't help myself. Now, welcome back to Business Blitz, man. Now, we're going to jump right back into this conversation. You know, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you know, word on the street and personal development. Can you give our listeners a rundown of some amazing books that you have read that has helped you grow and helps you get to the level that you are now?
Oh, of course. All right, so first, that book, Outwitting the Devil, like I said, Napoleon Hill, I got an audiobook version of it on Audible. It was for free. If you never had the app, Audible, you could download the app, and they'll give you a free book. It's like $15 a month, you get a book a month or something. That's really cool. Another book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That book changed my whole business perspective, and that just put me on a whole nother mindset. So that's Think and Grow Rich. There's another book called A Happy Pocket Full of Money by Cameron Gerkondi, I believe. I got that on this website called CD Baby. It's like 47 chapters. It was like an audio book. You listen 10 minutes each. I would like fall asleep to that. That book is a powerful book, like really powerful book. I recommend you all get that book. Another one, my first book that really got me into reading and personal development, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. That book is amazing. There's so many other books. There's Dave Shan's book, Dreams Are Built Overnight. That book, I just got that book, started reading that book. That book really, I just already started taking notes and highlighting. I'm already halfway through, and I've had it for like 2 days, 3 days. That book is a really great book. Another book that helped me out a lot was, First and Last Freedom. The First and Last Freedom by Jay Krishnamurti. That's a great book, too. A lot of these books, like I wasn't really into books at first. But then when you start reading books that actually can apply to life, like it really gets fun. It gets interesting. I try to look for new things to learn and apply. So that book called The First and Last Freedom, that book is very powerful to put you in like the right mindset. I've had Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. I have a whole library of books. Like I'm just trying to think like what I have on my shelf right now. I read like personal development. Tony Robbins, Money Master the Game. That's like a book I'm still going through. Very great book on financial, you know, like mastering your finances. A lot of Tony Robbins books. He has like I think three of them, but like his books are good. I had another one, Unleash the Potential Within. That is like it's a thicker book, but it's a lot of great tricks to help your mindset. You know, to help you, you know, control those subconscious habits that you don't really know are really affecting you. And I'm just trying to think of another book. As a Man Thinketh, that was a book that, you know, one of my friend's fathers, he actually gave me that book. And he's like, here, you know, it was his book. He's like, you know, I think that it will benefit you more. And I was like 17 when he first gave me that book. And that really, like, you know, jump-started my mind, my mindset to really, you know, start to work to achieve more. And I'm trying to think, like, I have a whole bunch of books, like, like a whole bunch. I could go down a list. There's Managing Oneself. That's a short book, like 40 pages, but that's a really powerful book. There's The 10X Rule, Grant Cardone. That book is really great. I can give you guys like a whole library full of books. I swear books are so important. Like there's a mentor of mine that you guys probably know, Jim Rohn. He passed away a while ago, so he's a mentor through YouTube. But he says like you should read 30 minutes a day. Like you could miss a meal, but don't miss your 30 minutes of reading. I say that's so powerful. Like to feed your mind to continuously grow. Like we're here to grow. You're not like if you didn't grow today compared to yesterday, then you're the same as yesterday. And where's yesterday? It's gone. So you got to constantly be growing. And like I'm just trying to think more books. I had another one by Malcolm Gladwell called Tipping Point. That was a really great book too, to really just, you know, understand. You know, how, Blink by Malcolm Gladwell. That one is really good, too. I swear, when I tell you, I read all the time. Like, that's what really takes up a lot of my, you know, my free time. I don't even really watch TV much, or I used to play video games, but I put those down, too, because I just feel like, you know, chasing my dreams is more important. You know, it's just, when you have a really burning desire for something, nothing else seems to really matter. So, you know, a lot of this, my mindset has developed from these books, though. There's like, you know, I'll take like a little piece from here, a little piece from there. I'll probably forget where I read it or where I came across it, but like I still use it. And, you know, I use it so much to the subconscious But, somewhere along the line I picked it up. I just forgot where, but, these books, they teach you so much. I'm trying to think what else I have as far as books. I had, the Sam Walton Made in America. That is a book that that I found really interesting, because Sam Walton, he was a billionaire. It was, a lot about, how, he started and everything. I like to read books like that, too. I'm not even
That's
sure.
Awesome.
I'm just trying to think. There's so many books. I can go on. I can really go on.
Oh, yeah. But you mentioned this one book, Tony Robbins' book, Money Master the Game. And okay. I know you are a banker and you have the financial background as well. What kind of things have you learned from that book and also from your job as a financial advisor that you can pour into someone out there listening right now who is thinking about starting a business, they want to be an entrepreneur, they're trying to figure out funds and money, what kind of advice could you give them to help them jumpstart their business?
The best advice I can give is to pay yourself first. Like when you get your paycheck, everybody has their hands in your paycheck. Everybody, is going to try to take it, whether it be for gas, it be for food, it be for clothes, it be for rent, it be for, your bills. Everybody's trying to take your money as soon as you make it, So
mm-hmm.
pay yourself first and start up, just put money away. Just forget about it and, don't even touch it. Even if you need it, a lot of it comes with the control of your emotions. You have to be able to control your emotions. A lot of people make purchases off of impulse. They'll, think that they need something, but that's what marketing is about. It makes you think you need something when you don't really need it. So it's like controlling your emotions and being able to, set aside some money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a lot, but it's called compounding. So, they say, if you were to double a penny, have one penny and you, double it every day, that's actually worth more than $1 million. Compounding. When you have something that you can contribute to over time, it's going to build.
Hey, James, you sound a little muffled. I can't hear you too well.
I'm sorry. I was saying, that you can have it compounded. Yep, you can have, if you save, put away a little, even if it's $50, whatever it is that you can put away, just put it away and just don't touch it. Don't think about it. Call that your freedom fund. That's your freedom fund. Because,
mm-hmm.
it's money. All right, this is Zig Ziglar says this. Money isn't everything, but it's up there with oxygen. If you don't have it nowadays, that's just how society is run. I don't like it as much as the next person, but that's just how it's run. And so we can get back to the barter system. That's just how we have to operate through society. So it's like you just put it away. Put away. Over time it'll add up, and then you'll before you know it, you'll be able to have save X amount of money for whatever you really need it for. Emergencies happen. You might need something, and you never know. You'll have an extra $1,000, extra $2,000, and you can use it for whatever it is you wanted to save up for, or you invest it into a business or expansion. Invest it in yourself. More books. Go to seminars. You can do more with it. But it's just a lot of that comes with controlling your own emotions. On get away from impulse buying and you don't want to just do things just because. It's always great to have fun here and there, but it's just be conscious of how you're spending.
Yeah, that's really 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 great advice, and I love that. I love that because I do think that we tend to be very impulsive in our purchases and impulsive in our living, period. And it has a lot to do with, just like you said, we live in a very commercialized culture. And so we see and we want. And I think that self-control factor is key. So we only have about 10 minutes left before the show ends, but I do want to ask you a question about what would you say has been the most challenging part about being an entrepreneur, and then what has been the most rewarding aspect of being an entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a great question. The challenging part, it's like, you know, it's dealing with that voice in your head. You know, you gotta maintain positive, you know, positive thoughts, positive mindset, despite being told no so many times, despite people not believing in you. You know, it's you gotta believe in yourself when no one else believes in you. That was like, for me, that was really big, because, you know, I almost went through like a, I don't even know what to call it, like an identity crisis. Like when I wanted to be a doctor, that's all I cared about. Like when I went to school, that's all I really focused on. And then when that changed for me, it was like, man, like I don't really know what I want to do, but like I just have all this energy. I'm a very motivated person. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to get into business. And I didn't realize how much you really go through when you're doing it. Because, like, as soon as I got into business, it seemed like no one was around to support me. But when I say no one, I mean absolutely no one. Like, not my friends, not even my own parents. Like, no one really supported it. And so to be able to believe in yourself when absolutely no one else does, it mm-hmm. is very, you know, like, that's essential. You know, when people say no, a lot of people get discouraged. And, you know, all it takes is doubt, a little bit of doubt to stop you, to stop you from your dreams. You know, one thing that one of my mentors tells me is like this. It's like, if you were sleeping, right, and all of a sudden you hear your car start, like you know, like your car, you know what it sounds like when it starts. So you're sleeping, you hear your car start, and it's like you look outside and you see your best friend getting in your car and driving away. You're going to run out and you're going to go chase them. You're going to chase them because it's like, what are you doing? Like, even no matter, you're not even going to get dressed. Like, if you're not, however you're sleeping, you're just going to jump out of bed and run down the street and chase them. Now, that's chasing them for your car. But, you know, when people put doubt in you and they try to take your dreams, people don't really go that to that extent for their dreams. Like, they'll chase someone for a car, but they won't, you know, defend their dreams that much. So, you know, like, as far as, you know, that was one of the biggest challenges, was to really, you know, staying, you know, the positive self-talk that I had to do. And, you know, so much that, you know, it was a mental game more than anything, which is why I studied so hard and I started learning so much. And in the process, which ties into it all, like, the most, you know, rewarding part is, like, through the process, you learn about yourself. You learn a lot about yourself because, you know, sure. it's easy to be good. You know, it's everything is, you know, when everything is going well, yeah, it's all good. But you don't really learn much. But you really learn about yourself at those times where you want to give up, at those times where you're just like at the end of your rope, where it's just, you know, it's like you don't even know if you could go on anymore. But like when you stay persistent, and you just believe in yourself. It doesn't even have to take a lot of belief. Just even believe a little bit enough to just keep going forward. You know, through that process, you actually, you know, it just changed your mentality. And what I started noticing, you know, like I said in the beginning, nobody believed in me. But what I started noticing was that eventually the way people started behaving towards me changed. A lot of the people that didn't believe in me in the beginning started to believe in me afterwards. And then I started realizing, like, the positive changes that started coming from that. And all it was just me staying positive and believing in myself when no one else did. I believe in myself so much now that other people believe in me. Like, they believe I could do it because of the fact that I believed in myself for so long. And I stayed consistent. Like, if somebody said, oh, you can't do this, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And you know, I just stayed persistent. You know, I said I was going to do something, I'm going to finish it. So, you know, it's just like, you know, staying persistent through it all. Like, and you know what, actually, it's, you know, seeing that it's the day after Martin Luther King Day, like, one of his quotes is like, you know, you don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the next step. And, you know, a lot of that's how, you know, especially my 2015 and going into 2016, is, you know, it's like, I couldn't, like, if I would have known in the beginning of the year of 2015, you know, how it would have ended, then I would have been, you know, so excited. But, you know, you're going through this emotional roller coaster of life that, you know, you don't know. It's so unpredictable that, you know, you don't know what the outcome really is going to be. But as long as you can manage your emotions, you know, just keep the bar down. and, you know, just stay on the ride. Things will work themselves out, and they will get better over time. And that's just one of the most rewarding. It's so rewarding to know that. Like, you know, to know, like,
right.
you know, like God got me. God has my back. Like, you pray for something for so long.
Indeed.
And it's like, you swear, like, it doesn't, it's not going to work. And then you realize, like, oh, man, it's almost like a movie.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yes, listen, sir. We have a caller on the line. Darius is on the line, wants to ask you a question. Now, we only have about 2 to 3 more minutes before we have to close out the show. So if you know, when he comes on and asks the question or whatever, just keep in mind we've only got a couple minutes left, and we need to close out. So go ahead. We're going to bring Darius on the line now. Darius, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah. I don't got a question. I basically wanted to just give my big ups to my brother Herbie, you know what I'm saying, and tell him to keep doing what he's doing, keep doing his thing, you know what I'm saying. I had to come to show some love.
Thank you. Oh, man, brother. Oh, man, thank you so
no
much.
No doubt.
Keep
doing your thing.
Oh,
you know
man.
Saying?
Thank you so much, bro.
No doubt. No
appreciate
doubt.
Appreciate it.
Keep trying to take this
appreciate
year over
that,
with
man.
Us.
Yes.
Appreciate
you
it,
know.
Man.
No doubt.
That's much love, my brother.
Awesome. Now,
awesome.
Go ahead, Danny.
So, Mr. James Brown, we want to close out. We always close out with asking a couple of questions. You actually answered our original question. We always ask about, you know, your the best advice that you have for entrepreneurs, and you did answer that already. So we're going to close out with this one question. What is your favorite quote? What one quote do you live by?
Oh, man. You know, wow, that's you know, as a writer, I like to go by, like, you know, I make my own quotes. I would even think about that, you know, as far as, yeah, oh, man, that's a good one. You know, I like to write my own quotes, but I would say, you know, it's like, you know, just keep growing. Just keep growing, keep learning, and just know that, like, you know, it's going to be all right in the end, I suppose. Like, just keep growing, keep learning, and just know it's going to be all right in the end. And, I mean, that's not, like, a quote that I got from someone. That's, like, a quote that I, like, make up. Because as a writer, I like to make up my own quotes, and I like to live by, you know, like, a certain philosophy that, you know, like, I'll create. Like, you know, like, a lot of the stuff that I said in here, like, I would come up with. So that's why I said, you know, just keep growing, keep learning, and, you know, it's going to be all right in the end. And, you know, just living by that. Just knowing that, you know, it'll be all right. Just know where you're going, and everything else will just, like, make its way for you. It's just, like, I would say that would be the quote that I would live by.
Awesome. Now, before we let you go, can you please shout out your social media info where people can find you, any websites you have? Just let everybody know how they can reach you.
All right, perfect. So if you want to listen to my SoundCloud, you could look on SoundCloud, Herb, H-E-R-B, Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E. You type that in. For Facebook, James, J-A-M-E-Z, Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E. You could look me up there. Twitter, H, Brown, B-R-O-W-N-E, 92. The Snapchat, if you wanted to, the_Godson. For Instagram, I have James 4th. I believe, J-A-M-E-Z, like I-V, I believe. You could look that up. I'm trying to think, am I missing anything? I even got Snapchat on there. I'm trying to think. YouTube, you could go to therawfest.com, therawfest.com. Click on the tab that says Word on the Street, and then I'll bring you to my TV show website. You can just click the YouTube links there. This season is going to be huge. I'm actually having a TV episode tomorrow on the local channel is from, like, the previous season, the way I ended it out. It was, like, a huge dance battle. Had a lot of people coming from all over, that which was really great. I hosted it. So, you know, you could check out a lot of the great, you know, new content that's going to be on there. Periscope, HBrown92, that's the same as the Twitter. I mean, you guys are from Philly, right?
All right. Yeah. Sorry. That's the end of the show.
Perfect.
The show is cutting off on us. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Herb James Brown. Thank you again for joining us on Business Blitz. It was an honor and a pleasure, man. And just keep doing all the amazing things that you're doing. You're still young. You got a lot left to do and to make your imprint on this world, man. Thank you.
Thank you. I actually have a question. You guys are from Philly, right?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Oh, I'm going to be out there April 1st. I have a show out there that I'm going to be doing.
Okay. Yeah, good money.
April
just hit
1st.
Me up.
I'm going to definitely do that.
All right.
All right,
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Thanks, everyone,
thank you.
For listening in. Have a great night. We'll see talk to everyone tomorrow night. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Commission by Submission. Have a great night, everyone.
Have a great night.